Our gospel reading for today is from Mark chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. See, we need to keep in our prayers all those other folks in the congregation that are still dealing with that creeping crud stuff, I guess, as it's called, because you can see if, with our choir, our numbers are down today a bit from where we normally are. So we got a lot of folks that are still dealing with different illnesses. So please just keep everyone in your prayers and stay healthy. We've been called to go out into the world and to bring others into the church. Doesn't necessarily mean we're called to make them members of a congregation, but we are called to go and make disciples, called to share the word of God, called to evangelize, to tell people about Jesus so that they would know Christ. What it is in biblical terms is we've been called to fish. And while for some that sounds like a delightful task, for others not so much. Fishing? Don't think so. Then when you change it over and you relate, well, this kind of fishing is fishing for people. It's really the work of the church in evangelism. Now you have an entirely different set of people that are saying some like that calling, and some are saying, well, they're not so pleased with that idea because they don't like to do evangelism. They'd rather go out and fish. We are called to fish. I used to fish. Over the years, I've lost the time to be able to do it like I used to, and so I just kind of quit. I've still got all the equipment, haven't used it in years, but haven't been fishing for so long that probably I've lost some of the knowledge and the skills necessary in a sense of the casting, which does require some skill in some places, and knowledge about where the fish are, because they change in the lakes over the years and what you've got to look for and where those are going to be found. It helps to understand the fish a little bit, what they do, to be able to fish successfully. And it works that way with fishing for people as well, fishing for people for Christ. Some folks are more concerned with the satisfaction of making a catch, look what I caught, than taking an interest in what they are catching, maybe the kind of fish they are catching even. And going out and making sure they're not just snagging something big and it comes up a boot. We need to be fishing for fish. We need to be looking for that specific item. As evangelists, we need to be looking for people, for God's people, for the opportunity to share the word of God with those that would hear it. And if we're going to do that, we know that sometimes we have to cast a pretty broad net because it's hard to bring folks in these days. Sometimes we go at it one-on-one, and that's okay too. That's an example of some forms of fishing that might work, but what we need to do is get folks to come to the church and then make sure that we're not doing a catch and release form of evangelism, that we bring them in once and then they're gone after that. A class that I taught many years ago, put together by some very noted church leaders. The class was on the book Contagious Christianity. And it talked about an important aspect of fishing for people, if you will. The line from Rick Warren was, barbecue first. That's all he said, barbecue first. If you're going to catch fish, you've got to use the right kind of bait to bring them in. If we're going to go out and look for people to bring in to the story of Christ and to bring into the Christian faith, then we need to use the right kind of bait. And his perspective of barbecue first was simply just inviting people over and over and over and over to the church may not be working, but maybe if you actually take time to get to know them, Get involved in their lives. Bring them over for dinner. Share with them your life, and as you share in their life, they will be more willing to listen to your story and more likely to respond to your invitation. When was the last time you asked someone that you thought should be in the church over for dinner? That's one effective way of reaching out to people. Sometimes we recognize, perhaps, though, that we're also, in our lives, the fish that someone else needs to be trolling for. We get a little down, we get a little depressed, we end up being a little lost and wandering ourselves away from the Christian life and faith and the work of the Lord in our lives. We start going at it on our own. We start missing church more frequently and wondering ourselves where we're going to go, where we're going to turn, and where we're going to be next. When we're in that place, we need to hear the word of the Lord spoken to us again. We need to remind ourselves and be reminded that we have a friend in Christ that is there for us. When we're feeling alone and away from everyone else, we're never truly alone if we hold on to that Christian faith. If we hold on to the one who calls us, leads us, directs us, and forgives us in our life. The understanding of the one who is casting the net first, Jesus, is going to be the blessing in our lives as we get brought up with the others in Christ. And God looks at us and says, you've been rescued, you've been saved, you've been pulled in by me and by me alone. It's really the way it is for us as fishermen too in the world of people. As we bring someone in, it's really not us that's bringing them in. It's the Lord that's bringing them in, but he's using us. We're the rod and reel, or we're the net. But God wants us to be out there actively teaching his word to people. And if we're going to do that, we have to have some knowledge in how to catch them with the right bait. I remember the story, I shared this a long time ago, some of you may remember, about the ice fisherman that I came across. And I was fascinated. I'd never seen ice fishing before. I mean, I knew about it, but I'd never witnessed it. And I thought, this is the coolest thing. They actually drill a hole in the ice and then sit in a little hut that they warm up themselves after having driven across the lake to get to where they are, and sit there in this cool hut and fish in there. And I didn't even think fish were going to bite in that kind of temperature myself. It's too cold, but you got to go pretty far down, apparently, still for most of them. Although some are closer to the cool temperatures. But this guy, I asked him, so how is it that you are so successful in catching fish? Because this guy had about six already lined up on the bed of his truck, and these were good size. These things were, I guess he had walleyes. Pretty much were what he was catching there, and that's good fish to eat. And I thought, what makes you so successful? And he said to me, I said, what? I said, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. What did you say? How is it that you're catching all these fish? I'm sorry, please, one more time. I didn't quite catch it. I'm thinking it's just the problem between me and a fellow from Minnesota not understanding the English language together. They talk a little bit different up there, you know. And I asked him a third time, I said, would you please repeat that? And he went like this. He said, you have to keep your worms warm. Oh. You got to know what works, right? You got to know what works. What kind of tackle do you use to tackle the task of fishing for God? What do you do in reaching out? Is it just simply throwing out the invitation? I mean, if I drop a hook down there, I might snag something, but probably everything's going to ignore that hook. You got to have the right kind of bait. You got to know how to reach the folks around you, to talk to them with a meal, to talk to them with an invitation to a service that's full of music. Maybe music is that string that would bring them in. We don't know until we go out and we start exploring their lives and understand the people that we're working with. do you use the right tackle to tackle your fish? There's a form of fishing in Hawaii that's called hukilau. In hukilau, what they do is a lot of guys get out into the water and they just kind of make a chain between themselves and get closer and closer together as they come closer to the shore. And any of the fish in the area in between them eventually get forced up onto the shore by the men. Just no nets, no anything else, just by people. They force the fish up onto the shore and into the area where they can be brought out and thrown up. That's an effective way of fishing in some circumstances, not in most. There's also spear fishing. That's really fun. They stand there for sometimes they can stand there for an hour watching fish, and they're holding the spear. And I always thought spear fishing was actually throwing that spear. That nowadays it's not really the way it is. There's this long piece of elastic that works like a rubber band. They pull it back, and when they let go of it, because it's been wrapped around their wrist and on that tension, it just shoots right into the water from their hand, is the way they do it to catch these fish. And that works if you're going one-on-one as well for fish. Of course, what we typically do in the U.S. is either rod and reel or fly fishing, and you're only looking for one fish when you catch a fish. Certainly net fishing is the most effective of any kind of fishing, because it's going to be cast out and bring in the broadest spectrum of what we're looking for. But evangelism can work in any of those ways. We can all do it as a large group. We can do it individually. We can go out and maybe we spend not hours, but maybe even days and weeks and months watching a person, working with a person, helping a person along before we get to the point where we can bring them into the church. All of these are effective. But are we doing any of them? And if we're not, which might we try first? We're called to make disciples, to go out there and to share this good news. As our scripture reading said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. The time is short. The kingdom of heaven is very near for us. Closer now than it's ever been. Tomorrow it'll be closer still. But it's here. We need to share this gospel of Christ with the world around us. We need to cast the nets or to drop the lines and to follow the same idea of the disciples in recognizing now's the time to fish. Some folks don't want to get involved in the work of evangelism. Perhaps it's because they've had the no's before by people when they've invited them to church, or perhaps they've heard negative comments when they've gone out and tried to talk about Christ. But remember, as Christ said, if they insulted me, they're certainly going to insult you. But it's not really about us if they reject us for our words about Christ. It's about Christ who they are rejecting. We need to reach out into the world. Even if we end up in the mud and the muck, perhaps, and wherever it is that we're called to go out and to share this gospel, we go out and we share the gospel. What if you were the fish? What if you were the one that was lost? Knowing what you know about Jesus now, wouldn't you want someone to be looking for you? Wouldn't you want someone to be after you to bring you into this? Knowing what you know about the joy of following Christ as your Savior, knowing what you know about the forgiveness of sins and the promise of heaven, wouldn't you want someone searching after you, seeking you out to bring you into this? Look at those around you. Look at what some of them are missing out on completely. And with that same kind of heart, recognize that the devil is out there trying to keep you from doing this task. But God is with you on your side, seeking to continue to be enabled to do this task. He provides you with the word. He provides you with the message. He provides you with the bait. And now we're the hooks. Go out into the world and share the good news. The world is going to enter either into heaven or to hell. And we have the opportunity. It's a responsibility too. We could put it that way, but I'm going to say opportunity. Because what a great joy to be a part of sharing that saving grace of Christ in the life of someone else. How wonderful if God uses you to go out into the world and to bring someone into His church, to bring someone into salvation. Maybe we need to get caught up again by the great fisher himself to be reminded what it's like to be rescued from where we were, what it's like to be brought in from danger and peril and from storm and from pain and from suffering, and to know that Jesus is with us to care for us now. That's where the whole fishing illustration breaks down, because when you fish them, you catch them, you eat them, you know, you kill them, you know. Any illustration breaks down after a point, right? Even the ones that Jesus gave us. But the truth is of the catch, that you're not going to catch anyone if you don't cast the line. If you don't put the hook out there, you have zero chance. Just a line out there without anything on it, it's not even going to snag something. We have a responsibility to go into the world and to share what we have learned, to share what we've received. And now again, make that responsibility an opportunity. We have the opportunity to be a part of something incredible, to be the one that God uses to bring the good news of salvation into the life of another person. Listen to God's call for you. He continues to call out to you. And you know what He wants you to do. He bids us all. He says, come with me. Let's go fishing. And He's going to go along with you, wherever it is, and with whomever it is that you are reaching out to. Share the good news of Christ. Share it freely. Share it fully. Share it often. Wherever you are, with whomever you are, let them know that you're somebody that stands for Jesus. And take the opportunity to cast your nets. In Jesus' name, amen.